Shock made way for anger as protests erupted across America in the wake of Donald Trump's victory. In his hometown of New York, thousands of people gathered outside Trump Tower. Many of them argued Trump did not win, but hate, racism, misogyny, and xenophobia triumphed.
Not my president!
Even though we can't really change anything and we have to accept what has happened, we want them to know that we're pissed. Like, this is awful. And even though we can't change anything, it feels good to stand together with my brothers, my sisters, with people that share my beliefs, and let everyone know that we are not okay with this.
Although Trump said he wanted to unite America in his victory speech, many fear his campaign rhetoric, in particular his threats to deport illegal immigrants and a ban on Muslims entering the country. Many protests took place in Democratic bases, including Portland, Oregon, Washington, D.C., and Chicago, shortly after Clinton conceded. The last time such widespread protest greeted the news of a presidential win was in 2000, when Republican George W. Bush came to power in a vote dispute that went all the way to the Supreme Court.